So a few years back, hot month of August, my family and I, we went on vacation. Pretty typical thing. We were headed up to New England for a week of camping in Vermont, and it's where I was also doing a 100-mile relay with my cousins that many of you think I'm crazy. But before we went there, we decided we'd do a little something just for the kids. So we stopped off in eastern Pennsylvania at the amusement park, Sesame Place. And it was before Dorothy was born, so it was just the boys and us. It was, Corey was 6 and Jeremiah was 3. And we figured that if we were going to go to Sesame Place at a time when they both were really into it, that was like our one window, and they'd start to switch off. So it was perfect, and it was a great time, and we surprised them both. They knew we were going camping, so they were really kind of stunned when we stopped one night in a hotel, like, this is camping? We're like, no, you know, that's not it. And then the next morning, we just got out, and we got into the car, and we drove over there, and they were just stunned. And Corey let out a string of thank yous from the time we got out of the car to about the time we got to the gate, which was a pretty good walk. But it was really surprising. It was a lot of fun. Sesame Place is, it's part amusement park, so there's rides and stuff, but it's also part water park. And we really focused more on the water. We really should have focused more on the water park that time. It was hot, and it was great, and it was a lot of fun. You know, so it's got lazy rivers and water cannons and water slides as we go down there. And but the centerpiece of this park, it seems, was this humongous playground called the Count Splash Castle. And so it's got a bunch of things. You can climb up stairs and nets, and there's little water slides and big water slides. And it's all under this just this big framework. And if you're in the framework and you're in the waters, it's just constantly pouring down on you. But the really cool thing was that at the very top of the top, there was this huge bucket. And it just continually filled. And so every few minutes, just like clockwork, we would hear a rumble of thunder, and the count's voice would count down, and the bucket would just tip over and just dump on everyone gathered underneath. And everyone would rush to find just the perfect spot to just feel the weight of that water come crashing down on you. I mean, and everybody, it was really funny. Like, everybody would be playing around, you'd hear the rumble of thunder, and everyone would bolt right to that place, right in front of where the bucket was going to come pouring down. It was really cool. And what was even more incredible is as we're sitting there and just sort of hanging out and watching this sort of unfold, and I got to look at what the multitude consisted of. And it was pretty amazing. I mean, it was a throng of people. It was blacks and whites, Middle Easterners, Asian folks. I mean, and they were clad. I mean, you could say some were in t-shirts and cutoffs, and some were in bikinis, and some were in swimsuits. There were even Muslim women walking around with the full body covering. I mean, if you wear it, I mean, that's what you did. You want to go to a water park, you just wore the whole thing. And it was one mass of humanity. And they fit every possible category. One vast multitude gathered together for one purpose, to have fun and to enjoy and revel in this wonderful place. And I couldn't help but think of that moment when I read the passage from Revelation this morning, or during this week, as preparing for this sermon. John the seer wrote, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hand, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" John gives us a vision of a crowd, a multitude so big that no one could count them all. And despite being gathered and praising God the Lamb, they were from every nation, from every tribe and people, all speaking different languages. That was really impressive in there. They're all speaking different languages. They're just the many gathered into one and singing the praise of God, where the differences aren't seen as competitive or destructive, but that unity, even in the midst of that diversity, is constructive and mutually reinforcing. Each person gathered around the throne is free to be the unique person that they were meant to be. God's claim on them transforms them to be the people they are meant to be. One biblical scholar wrote regarding this passage, "Gathered around the divine throne, the tongues of all creatures are loosed to find their own particular parts in the cosmic song." They join together in this one song in many voices, many languages, many tongues. And here we are on All Saints Sunday, where we remember those who've gone before us and who found their part in God's song and sang it for all creation to hear. It is true, as I told the kids in the children's sermon, that we are all saints by virtue of our baptism into Christ. We can all claim that particular name, saint or holy one of God. But we do today celebrate those who gave a particular witness. Their memory is, in the words of the Augsburg Confession, their memory is set before us that we may follow their faith and good works. That is, the saints serve as examples for us in the life of faith. They are the masters to us apprentices. Their lives reflect Jesus in the way they sing God's song. Now, this multitude is soon, in this passage, described as having gone through the Great Tribulation. You know, the early days of Christianity focused on those who died specifically for being a Christian, the martyrs. And the martyrs were remembered on the days that they died in. But eventually there were too many of them to remember, for each to have their own day, and soon they gathered into this one day, All Saints Day. That's November 1st, and we move it to that first Sunday following that, All Saints Sunday. It's meant to cover about all those who were martyred. So the question that always remains when reading this passage is whether there's the expectation that all Christians are to be martyred. Or maybe those martyrs are just some sort of spiritual elite within the church. Questions off target. The reality that we come around to over and over while reading the book of Revelation is that Jesus' death stands at the center. The robes of this multitude are washed in the blood of Jesus, not their own. It's Jesus that bears significance. And it is into Jesus' death to which we are all brought in the waters of baptism. To be a Christian, to be a holy one of God, to be a saint, is to participate in Jesus' life, a life we are joined with as we are washed at the font. The saints point us to a richer and fuller participation with Jesus. Many have given up their very lives because they trust that in the midst of this world, in the midst of a sometimes violent response by the world around us, Jesus' victory over death will be a victory for us as well. This faith has freed them to sing their song to Jesus' time, to tune. The saints may head off to the executioner without fear. The saints may step in the middle of a violent conflict to work peace. The saints need not think of themselves higher than they ought, but rest in their own identity as beloved child of God. The saints may engage in many different arenas of work that reform church or society, teach, proclaim, or bear witness with their very lives. Through it all, Jesus stands at the center of their life and of their proclamation. Jesus comes to us, makes us his own, and continues to raise up in our midst people who live and die for him so that we might all be strengthened in our faith and our works. We may find these saints to be from every people and every language, one vast multitude, people who've been showered upon with God's grace in Jesus Christ, bearing witness to the redemption of the world. Thanks be to God.